Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We are talking about a white wine from Burgundy and a red wine from Argentina this morning.
How did we get those two together?
We paired them by fiat. And so we have the 2010 Domaine Chauveau Mâcon Fuisé. The wine was called Les Grands Bruyères. It was a $23 bottle of wine. As a white Burgundy, it would be all Chardonnay. Great lemon, some nice melon. This was a delight at $23 if you're looking for nice white Burgundy alternatives to some $50 white Burgundies. I thought this was aces.
And it seems like we've been tasting a fair amount of fairly priced white Burgundies lately, which is just A-okay in my book.
Considering some of these properties have been owned by these estates for so long, the costs aren't so huge, and you can make a reasonably priced bottle of white Burgundy.
And people are using different techniques now than they might have. There are a lot of reasons for that, too. But I really did like this wine from Domaine Chauveau. Got a lot of lemon curd, a really nice amount of richness here, a little bit of minerality. But just a beautiful example of white Burgundy.
From the Hacienda de la Plata, the 2010 Zagal Malbec. This was an intense bottle of wine. If you are a person who likes a Malbec that is rough and ready, this was rough and ready. More like, almost like a Cahors than a Malbec.
Yeah, I think that's a good description. And when we say that, it's not because this is over the top. Nope. In your face fruit. It had tannins, but it also had, I mean, the flavor profile was more coffee and blackberry and black pepper. It had a very long finish. I remember you pointed this out when we tried it. And it's not overripe, you know, not a glass of jam, but it does have some heft to it.
If you like a good food wine to stand up to, I can't imagine anything it wouldn't stand up to. For $15, this is a great, great possibility. The 2010 Hacienda de la Plata Zagal Malbec. And we also recommend the 2010 Domaine Chauveau Mâcon Fuisé, named Les Grands Bruyères. $23 bottle of wine if you want the Burgundy. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.